Is our time up? Where are we going to? Where are we going?
I think we're going
We did make it, by the way.
We did?
Yeah, we made the challenge.
Okay, we're going...
But what are we doing next?
We're going to go to Philadelphia.
And you are listening to 94.1 KPFA and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online at kpfa.org. The time is 2 p.m. Stay tuned next for the Visionary Activist Show.
Welcome, allies, to the Visionary Activist Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey, coming to you on cell phone from outside the DNC, where I was attempting to get our radio guest, Vermin Supreme, who is running for president and has much to say, a great dispeller of polarity. Not enough, apparently, for the Secret Service to not claim all of our passes, including all of my press passes, because the DNC says, you know, grumpy things. But nonetheless, here we are doing what we can. And let me welcome our guest, Vermin Supreme, who is a great disruptor in service to harmony. Welcome, Vermin.
Carolyn, thank you very much for having me. I'd like to apologize for your being decredentialed on my behalf. But I truly appreciate the opportunity to appear on the Visionary Activist Show here. And much love to all your listeners.
That's great. So we are in pledge drive, and we are offering the Untold History of America by Oliver Stone. And I don't even have all my notes with me. We're out in the pouring rain doing this extremely live radio like we've done before. It's all very witty. But we're offering that for a pledge of actually the call room will have to tell you everything. We're also offering Vermin Supreme's fantastic dystopian into utopian novel, iPony, for a pledge of $50. And we're also offering a fantastic permaculture 5-day workshop. We have two pairs of tickets for a pledge of $1,000. It's actually $1,800 retail, so it's a good deal. You can have any or all of those things by calling the phone room. Blessed be 1-800-HEY-KPFA. 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732 or pledging securely online at kpfa.org. So, Vermin, you got us into this. Here we are in the pouring rain doing extremely live radio outside the DNC like an exiled person. Okay, we'll see. But I covered you in 2000 in the New Hampshire primaries, so I've known you a long time peripherally. And then in Cleveland, and then I read this fantastic article about you on Cracked Radio, which said, you know, there was no violence in Cleveland due to this clown, seriously. And I loved it so much and didn't realize you were such a great artist of atmosphere and trickster. Can you just regale us a little bit with what you did that didn't work just now? But what you did to make buddies with the police when they were on their bicycles. Let's start with that one.
Oh, well, yes. It's a multi-pronged approach that I've developed over the years. It's a peacekeeping effort. It involves giving important safety information to the crowd, of course, because in any given crowd, crowd panic is a true danger. If the crowd panics, people could stampede, people being hurt. And of course, when the police are using crowd control agents or are on the offensive and attacking people, things can go bad. And if people aren't aware of what can happen, they are less informed and less likely to come out of it safely. So one of the many things that I do is just offer safety tips to the crowd. I just walk, don't run, something so simple. Watch your back, watch your friend's back, simple things like that.
No, but I wanted the more fun part. That's all good.
Yes.
We wanted to dispel fear, but when the cops came out on bicycles trying to corral the protesters, and you said, and I'm going to steal your line, remember to do it like we've rehearsed it, boys.
Oh, yes,
I
yes,
love
yes.
That
is one of the things that I like to do early on in a mass mobilization demonstration. I like to let the police think that I'm in charge, and I do things to imply that I actually am, even though I'm 100% not in charge. But it has given me a fair amount of leeway in the streets. I like to sing, the bicycle song to them. I like to read from various riot control manuals to the police. I like to talk my heart song.
Oh, that's great.
But of course, because I wear the boot on my head and I use all sorts of wacky quips, it lightens the mood. I can get the police laughing, and that's sort of an in. So when I talk about the more serious issues that people have with them, I think they might be a little more apt to listen to it.
No, because we love that. There's no prison for the unexpected. I guess we were a little too expected just now.
What we weren't expecting is that apparently I'd be perceived as such a possible disruptor simply by existing, that they really couldn't have me inside the security parameter.
We're all learning. We're all learning about spiraling trickster. Again, disruption and service to harmony. That's what we're all learning. Yes,
absolutely.
What I loved in the article also is that as the cops were lining up on the left and the right on their bicycles, you got them competing, going, the left side's doing much better than the right side. Oh, the left side bicycles are bumping into each other.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a lot of the stuff that I do on the street is pure improv. I mean, I'm reacting to things that I'm watching, and if the police is doing something silly, I mean, fun of them or with them, or I try not to be too mean in this day and age, sometimes I get a little bit slow if I get a little bit short, but I really try and catch myself and not try to be too alienated.
We're all working on this. I mean, it's taking our trickster practice into the field, even just now where the Secret Service was not completely playful and did confiscate us. This is Caroline Casey, the Visionary Activist Show. We are outside in the rain, having had all of our press confidentials cut.
Well, whatever they are, credentials, decredentials.
Me and Nina. That's right, exactly. There's been a lot of decredentialing at this particularly poignant and complex.
What an outrage!
Actually, much heavier security than in Cleveland, I got to say.
Absolutely.
And I just wanted to bring up one other thing from the article, which was so great. Again, there was the Westboro Baptist Church, right? And they were saying...
Now, sometimes I will get mean to some religious financials. It's true.
But this was better. This was better because they were going, sodomists and drug addicts and whatever, and you go...
Those are my constituents.
Right.
Yeah.
And that cracked the police up.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, that, again, things that did not work just now, we are taking our...
We did have them smiling.
We did have them smiling.
We were singing in the rain, and we had a nice time talking to the lieutenant of Philadelphia here, to no avail. But I think it's always important. One of my things is to, meet the highest up-ranking officials and officers, part of my plan to make them think that I'm in charge, and sometimes it works when I call them out. And just the amount of love and the amount of fun that I can have, just by this presentation, the people always ask me, why is the boot on your head? And I will answer, well, it stands for All That Is Good With America. Give them a good non sequitur. Sometimes when the media asks me, I will tell them the boot is a pile of poop and the media are the flies that buzz around it. But I think that the truth of the matter is that if you were to take my photograph in any crowd, any time, and you showed that picture to a child and you asked them what was wrong with that photograph, they would say, that guy's got a boot on his head. So it's sort of a signifier that what I'm going to present to the person I'm discussing things with might not be linear, that they should expect the unexpected. And then if it cuts cross-type and it's, fairly lucid, that's all more of a pleasant surprise to the people, I think.
Right. Well, we're all taking everything into the field, the practices of trickster. And so I was blowing coyote hair, and apparently it's very slow acting. Coyote hair, okay. There's that. It's time released. And then also he has blessings above, blessings below. Well, it was harmonious. We just didn't get to go through the barrier.
Indeed.
In fact, getting stripped. But let's honor the kind of deeper conundrum. Part of it, also there's a radio guest back in the call that we didn't get to play with, the Reverend Wendy May, who's a fantastic person. A shout out. She is a trans who used to be a Republican man and made the transition. So talking all about crossing borders, and she was going to be our dance partner, but she's running for commissioner in the heart of red North Carolina. And she was talking about, is we have to demagnetize the fascination with fascism and magnetize to the guiding story. And that's why I thought we'd all be such good dance partners.
Indeed. I mean, I think we can break through it all. I think we can cut through the BS with absolute full-on absurdity and satire and making fun and pranking and joking and just mercilessly mocking the mother, if you will.
We have rules and guidelines. That's right. That's why I like to use the word folking. F-O-L-K-I-N-G. We wonder if it's all folking. Perfect. In some curious way, extremely live radio, visionary activist show. Yes, we are in Fun Drive. We'll be honoring that. But it is a deeper deal. It's also wonderful to be stripped from all notes and all preparation. Naked in the rain. Here we are. And that's
welcome to the civvy world here.
That's right, and that's why our dedicated listeners, you love the Visionary Activist Show and KPFA because we are extremely live radio, willing to improv, willing to be booted out by the Secret Service to bring voices like Vermin Supremes and Dr. Reverend Wendy May and all of the outsiders who are moving to the inside. And then let's deal with a deeper conundrum. This convention, in some ways, it's tougher to cover than the Republican one. When I stepped out of the Republican one, there was a moment, and I did talk across borders and talk to, weed-growing Cruz supporters and whatnot, going, complex story. And individuals were good, but it was a hate fest, not unlike Shirley Jackson's The Lottery. Don't know if you know that important story. But it's where, somebody was sick to be hated to death in an auditorium. So there was a mob mind.
Which is almost what I love about the religious fundamentalists. When the Westboro Baptist Church rolls up or any of the wannabes, it almost is like that 2 minutes of hate, where the people really get to like exercise their freedom of hate to these people because they're so disgusting. And they seem to thrive on it. It's a beautiful thing.
The important dynamic, I think, as our eccentric election coverage is, in that great short story, Totemic, really, it's a beautiful middle-class town. Everybody's lovely, lovely, lovely. And then once a year, somebody picks the lottery bad number and they get hated to death in the stadium so that everybody else can be nice. It reminds me of people I know working with returning veterans, and some of the veterans from Vietnam said, we're being hired to do bad things so everybody else can feel nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it is all part of the collective dream. But what I want to toss back to you, Vermin Supreme, is as I was standing cleansing myself under the stars after the Republican convention, I go, all right, it is calling all wizards and witches and sane reverend people and ingenious people. We have to make this campaign a piece of ongoing political theater of, Renaissance story, the guiding story. But I do think that Trump is possessed, and I like using that metaphor, by a cunning retrovirus.
Uh-huh.
And I think, and then we come here, and it's complex. And squinting, we like multiple prismatic perspective going every now and then. I squint and go, Hillary, okay. I love Michelle Obama's Hillary. When I see a movie that I hated but somebody else likes, I go, I like the movie you saw. So there's a number of Hillary Clintons where they go, I like your Hillary Clinton.
So
how do you metabolize, bitterness in the sense of what is your...
My appeal, and I think part of growing older myself as an activist, is just the beautiful sloughing off of thoughts, if you will, and just giving less and less as time go on, and just sort of realizing and keeping in perspective exactly what impact I as an individual can have, and what social conventions I really do care about not crossing. And as I get older, and I can just do more things, I can have more fun and do more things that are not expected, and I can overturn more social conventions just more easily. And I think the fact that I'm older and I have more a bigger grayer beard and have this certain gravitas, I feel like I'm an elder spokesman for the wingnuts of America or something. And it's truly a blessed place that I find myself with such an amazing appreciation network. I mean, it crosses the right, from the right to the left and everywhere in between.
Well, that's the key. Yeah, yeah.
It's because my initial presentation, the one that got me so famous on the internet, was absolutely not partisan. It was an attack on the system. It was an attack on gingivitis. It was talking about zombies and ponies and all these fanciful things that have such a seemingly resonance with America. And because I wasn't taking out any individual politician or any individual political party, it became very accessible to everybody across the border. And it seems to operate on these different levels, where the young people like it because it's some crazy Mad Magazine stuff, and the older people appreciate the deeper satirical aspect of it. So it's really, I just got very, very lucky finding this one little niche running for president, and it's national in nature. And I started working in New Hampshire primary. It's a very tiny little state, but it has just so much media, and it's all the candidates are there, and they're bouncing every which way. And so it's just very simple to go up there and completely subvert it. You know, in any campaign, sees me coming, they do not like it one bit. But I think they take solace in the fact that it's not personal. I'm going to make fun of all of them. And they understand that it's not just them, it's their opponents and every other aspect of it. And sometimes they play along with it. I had amazing encounters with Ted Cruz. And,
like, okay.
Oh, yes.
I
asked him if he, and it's on YouTube. If you type in Ted Cruz and Vermin Supreme, a great video will come up. If you type in Vermin Supreme and Chris Christie, another great video will come up. And I asked Ted Cruz if he liked ponies, if he supported the free pony plan, and he mentioned that he definitely does it, saying that his daughters love ponies. And then when I asked him where he stood on the mandatory toothbrushing law, he came back with, and he used it for what it was, because it is a critique of big government. And so he just turned it around and said, I'm against mandatory toothbrushing because it's big government. And Chris Christie, he came out as a pony hater. When I asked Chris Christie if he supported free ponies for all Americans, he said he was anti-free pony, and so naturally I called him a pony hater. Later on in the event, I asked him, you know, why do you hate ponies? He said, I don't hate ponies. I just hate free ponies. You have to earn your ponies.
Oh.
And so I get these candidates to really step off message and play a little bit. One time I had John McCain admit that Karl Rove was involved in the dynamiting of the Old Man of the Mountain up in New Hampshire. Another time I asked John McCain about the mandatory toothbrushing law, and he retorted that his campaign staff has experience hiding in people's bathrooms late at night to make sure they've brushed. So I have found that if I come from a really left field, just unexpected, non sequitur, off the wall, questioning of the candidates, sometimes they let their guard down and come back with an answer that I think was really a little more revealing than we could get with a more straightforward bird-dogging question.
Excellent. I mean, because it is about, you know, it is about spiraling out of polarity. I like to say to myself recently and all the time and on the street, you know, to be snookered into polarity is to be snookered into inadvertently serving the overlords. So you're a good spiraler out of polarity.
I think what I do is I give people the opportunity to play a little bit of pretend. I mean, even though they know the ponies aren't real, they want to talk about the ponies. You know, they love the platforms. They want to talk about the zombies. They want to talk about the mandatory toothbrushing law. And you know, they're just tickled by it. And we all know that it's not real, but the people are willing to, you know, to have fun with it. And I do believe that it has also opened up a conceptual space. You know, when I'm talking about a pony-based economy, you know, well, why aren't we tied into capitalism? Why is communism failing? What about, you know, why socialism? But then on the other hand, why the hell don't we all have ponies? I mean, it's just offering a whole other world. And I'm inviting people to use their imagination and to picture a world where we all do have ponies, where zombies do power the nation's energy infrastructure, where we can travel in time and right the wrongs of the past. You know, it's just these things that I can talk about, these other things. You know, I wrote the mandatory toothbrushing law before the Patriot Act was even enacted. And yet it's more true now than it ever was. It's not about the secret dental police kicking down your door at 3 a.m. It's not about the government-issued toothpaste containing an addictive yet harmless substance. It's not about the DNA gene splicing to create a race of winged monkeys to act as tooth fairy enforcers. You know, I've been giving these warnings, you know, using these, you know, metaphors and allegories to, you know, let the people know that shit was going down. Oh,
Show. We are standing in the rain outside the DNC because we were stripped of our credentials because of, well, it's not completely clear.
We'll just assume that the DNC understands the existential threat that Vermin Supreme poses to their party.
Yes. So, I've been inside and outside. Now I'm really outside. But, however, we remember the wonderful etymology of the word ecstasy, which means to stand outside. So we have an ecstatic relationship to the DNC right now. That's what we're doing. And I especially have an ecstatic relationship to Pacifica and the DNC.
Yay, Pacifica.
So we're also offering, we are in Fun Drive, quirkily. Well, why not? Throw everything in. Actions, fun drives, everything. We can work with it. And we're also offering your novel, iPony, for a pledge of $50, only
$50. iPony, it's a blueprint for a new America. If you want to know what is in store for America, what a supreme presidency holds for you as a citizen, you definitely want to check this book out. It is an auto-erotic fan fiction novella with some ponies thrown in and zombies, and it's a general natural extension of what life will be like when everybody has their ponies, when zombie power powers the nation, and when secret dental police checkpoints are every couple hundred yards or so. And so it's a dire warning from the future to you, the people of the present, that Vermin Supreme is a madman and he must be stopped at all costs.
Well, there's that. Okay, so team, oh, dedicated and increasingly whimsical and yet seriously dedicated listening audience, give out the number. Yes, of course I will. But you can have Vermin Supreme's novel, iPony, for a pledge of one... excuse me.
$1 million. To your kitchen and
on a pony, for a pledge of $50. For a pledge of $50 by calling 1-800-HEY-KPFA, or that's 510-848-5732, or 1-800-439-5732, or pledging online securely at kpfa.org. We have a lot of great listeners in Japan, in Australia, in Syria, there's one, in Beirut, in Belgium, all over the place. So you can pledge online, kpfa.org. We're also offering The Untold History of America, because part of our skill set now, as we are launching the campaign, pluck up everyone, the campaign, because what politics really wants to be is dedication to collective well-being, and it really wants to be theater. Greg Bellis had a great article on Bernie's future and ours with him, meaning let's keep it going, let's keep education. We got the emails, we got the sails to put up to catch the wind. So The Untold History of America, really useful for part of this conversation about a renaissance of democracy, for a pledge of $175. You can have Vermin's book, iPony, Vermin Supreme's book, iPony, and The Untold History of America, DVDs, and besides, it's a 4-DVD set, that's right, for $175. You can have both of those for a pledge of $200. Yay! Also, we are offering a fantastic permaculture, resilient living, 5-day workshop at the fantastic Solar Living Center in Hopland, California. That's September 14th through the 19th, I'm pretty darn sure. We're out here in the rain for you. That's where we are. We are ecstatically relating. And that's those retail for $1,800 for a pair, and we're offering them for $1,000 for a pair. But come on, team. You can do it for Caroline, standing in the rain with Vermin Supreme and his teammates.
Whee!
On your behalf, having been tossed out of the DNC for, so we'll see. And that's, again, by calling 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732. It's your ally, Caroline, for the last 20 years, standing in the rain for you, having been decredentialed and booted out, possibly remedied later. Booted, right. I booted out. There we go. All right, so there we have that for the moment. Okay, I think our cell phone batteries are still okay. All right, we're good. We're doing all right.
Awesome.
All right, and the other guest, wonderful Reverend Dr. Wendy May, will be wandering around the hall wondering what happened to us.
No,
she is running. She is a trans who used to be a Republican man. So she likes crossing borders, as you do. That's why I wanted to blend you both together, you and Vermin Supreme. And she's running in the heart of red North Carolina for commissioner. And she did talk about we have to demagnetize, you know, the fascinating fascism with Trump going, snap out of it, snap out of it.
How do magnets work anyway?
Yeah, well, again, certainty can be a magnet, but it's a booby prize.
Sure.
You know, so, you know, magnetizing, again, magnetizing the desirable story, come this way. And it's also stagecraft. But so since people are pledging for your book by the hordes, we can feel them now telepathically. Say a little more about iPony. I mean, you did just do a great riff.
I'm just going to say now that I will autograph those copies. And it is an amazing look at the future. It's a wonderful story about a happy little nuclear...
Okay, I think we're back on.
Okay.
This is Caroline Casey, the Visionary Activist Show, coming to you in Pledge Drive live from the DNC, or actually just outside the DNC, because when I was picking up my radio guest, Vermin Supreme, and his team, his publisher, so we were decredentialed, and so now we're standing under a tree in the rain, but still doing the show because we love you. We love the Visionary Activist Show. We love KPFA.
Yeah.
And again, quirkily, why not more chaos? Let's just... add more chaos. And oh, look, there's Debbie Wasserman Schwitt. Never mind. She can't come on the radio. But we are in Pledge Drive. You know, why not add to the chaos? So it's for all of our,
Hail Eris.
Well, you know, Eris actually is a planet way out in the Kuiper Belt. And right now conjoining Uranus, the trickster. So it is disruption in service to harmony. May it be so, even if it's slow time release. Apparently.
Indeed. Sometimes these things take time. Subversion sometimes really takes a little while for it to sink in, you know?
Huh.
And I think it's resonating with the American people. Yes, I'm feeling more and more confident all the time.
In what?
Well, I think it just my ability to do my job. You see with the Rainbow Gatherings of Living, Love, and Light and all that good stuff? That is where I learned to do everything that I know how to do today. That is where, as a young person, I learned to be a clown because my family allowed me to push my humor to all sorts of extreme limits. It's where I learned to deal with security issues because we provide our own security. And one of the security issues is doing escorts for police officers. So I spent many, many hours interacting with police officers. And then I started to be able to work the clowning in with security, clowning in with the police officers. And that is what allowed me to be able to bring it out into the streets, where I could become a real rodeo clown in the riot environment, if you will, and using misdirection and humor to dispel the tension in the air sometimes, because it gets very thick.
It does.
And sometimes, you know, in between the protesters and the police, there's often this no person's land, and it's a vacuum. And ultimately, this vacuum will be filled, but I discovered that I can step into that and fill that vacuum simply with my bullhorn, simply cracking a few jokes and providing some important information and talking hot song and giving a real-life update of exactly what's happening as it's happening, which sometimes lets people know what's going on and then have an understanding and they can make informed decisions and yet make fun of it all at the same time. And
that's excellent. And we can tease that out, too. I mean, there's a vacuum
everywhere now.
Absolutely.
You know, and it was quirky being, you know, inside with the Pacifica team, you know, and talking to delegates and outrage people and, I mean, everybody, and then stepping outside into the demonstrators. I prefer to call them demonstrators than protesters.
Sure, exactly. They're demonstrating.
Exactly.
I mean, they are protesting, but they are demo and straight.
But you know that the word protest comes from grabbing your balls.
I did not know that.
It does.
Well, I am protesting right now.
Well, and we're all encouraging everybody to ovify. Women can't protest, but testify.
Oh,
same idea.
Yeah.
It comes from Leviticus.
Yes,
so
yes.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it for the next year. Exactly. So yes, so team, we are here, extremely experimental, visionary activist show. Coming to you live from the rain under a tree.
I'd like to make this other book available as a...
No, too late for that.
I did want to mention how I met Bob, my producer.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That is a gentleman named Craig Tomasoff. He was traveling the country, and he was interviewing fringe candidates. And his book is called The Camp Edates, Running for President When Nobody Knows Your Name. And he talked to some very far-out people, and I was one of them. And as a result, I met Bob, who helped publish his book, and we put together my new book. And my new book has some amazing illustrations from all sorts of different artists that I've respected and admired over the years. And I finally had an opportunity to ask them to do something for me. And they did, and they made these wonderful illustrations for the book. Hi, Tony. Blueprint for New America.
Tony Millionaire.
Oh, Tony Millionaire. John Hagen Banner. We got Nina Paley putting out a piece there. Al Gore. Yeah, just all sorts of amazing celebrity artists. Oh, it's not Al Gore. She was cool. He was cool. But we have been out here on the streets, and we were all out in Cleveland, and it's just a beautiful thing. I mean, people can be loud, people can be angry, but, you know, they can still be nonviolent. I mean, and protected free speech and expressive free speech is truly a wonderful thing. And I consider myself first and foremost an activist in helping provide the ability for people to do that and helping create space for people to do that. And if that takes schmoozing up the cops and, talking in my heart song to the protesters and sort of laying down how I think things should go, but not telling anybody what to do, just telling them what should go down.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, to get right down to that, I feel like a glorified camp counselor almost. it's just sort of the next level of peacekeeping. You know, I come from a tradition of peacekeeping. I learned about how to keep things chill, back in the Nevada nuclear test site days in the late 80s, where I sort of cut my teeth in the activism. And, you know, then I started running for office, and then I started hanging out the Rainbow Gatherings and attending the national political events, and it just gave me a real national base, and gave me an opportunity to mesh the clowning in with the running for office, with the peacekeeping, and I do believe a lot of it is transferable. I mean, I do give workshops on use of the bullhorn and de-escalation tactics. I think anybody, any good ambassador of ceremonies or any comedian could probably pick it up. And do what I do. I mean, it's been a long time learning what I do, but it truly has, it's taken this long, but I really feel like I'm on top of my game. And, it's
encouraging,
very powerful.
And encouraging and coming really for all citizens to be embracing their own unique and customized form of creative disruption and non-polarizing
and all of that. And a lot of the young people tell me, that it is an inspiration. I believe that one of the services that I provide is just showing young people that they don't have to give up their weirdness. They can grow up and be just as weird as they want to be. They can be as funny as they want to be, and they can be as silly as they want to be. And I think a lot of the young people, they look at adulthood with this trepidation that they're going to have to, get real serious and all these things. But no, look at this crazy old guy, and maybe I can be a crazy old person too.
No, weird means, the great Celtic phrase, to dree your weird means to play your role in destiny. Which is a lovely thing. And I love, we want to bring in ancestors and everybody, all trickster allies and allies of the Visionary Activist Show and KPFA, because we are in Fun Drive, and I will give out the numbers in a moment, yes.
Yeah.
But I love late, great Native American activist and great buddy, Vine Deloria, who said, I meet many, many young activists today who are very, very serious about themselves. And they said we were always serious about the issues, but playful among ourselves,
exactly.
That quality of play.
Otherwise it'll just burn out, and we won't be effective.
Well,
For a lot of, I resist the term elder. I'm willing to be a maven, but I did sometimes feel like I was shaking my cane because for a lot of the protesters or Oglefiers, it is their first rodeo.
Absolutely.
And the other night, I came out to, oh, that's right, another time when we were going to rendezvous and it didn't work. Yeah, we've just been a nonstop consideration disaster.
I've got to apologize for that. I came out
of the privileged enclave and then the protesters came and I was pinned against the wall and going, oh, this is how that happens, right?
Yeah.
And the cops have been perfectly nice, and I love you chanting, give the cops a raise, give the cops a raise, which also worked really well. But that was very tense, and a lot of the Oglefiers were... Well, that might be good.
I don't
do anything terrible. Okay.
Hello.
I think we're back. Yes. We cut out for 10 seconds. I think we're back live, extremely live. This is Caroline Casey, the Visionary Activist Show, live from just outside the DNC, where I and my radio guests were stripped of our credentials, and so we are here improvising in the rain for you, which is also why we would like to encourage you to pledge, because let's make it even more chaotic and fun and creative. We're in the rain, outside the DNC, stripped of credentials, raising money for KPFA and the Visionary Activist Show. So our wonderful guest, Vermin Supreme, who is an artist of something... right. It was an artist of atmospheric changes. There we go. It's here. He is offering his fantabulous novel, I, Pony, and that's for a pledge of $50 to KPFA only by calling 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732 or pledging extremely security, just like Secret Service was doing it, to kpfa.org. All of our global listeners, wonderful. We're also offering the untold story of American history or something like that. My notes are inside by Oliver Stone, a 4-DVD set for a pledge of $175. You can have Vermin Supreme's book and the untold history, 4 DVDs for a pledge of $200. We're also offering two pairs of 5-day passes to a fantastic event in Hopland at the Solar Living Center on Permaculture, September 14th through the 19th, I'm pretty darn sure. And that's, for a pledge of $1,000 for a pair. And the phone room can give you more details, because I'm in the pouring rain here without notes, decredentialed outside the DNC. On your behalf, oh, most beloved and dedicated listeners all over the place in KPFA, KPFK, and all over the world, again, by calling 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732. I'm decredentialed on your behalf, team, because we have an ecstatic relationship to the DNC, which is a complex place. I am not alone in being decredentialed. A lot of the Bernie Sanders delegates were outraged. I talked to the Texas people last night, and they were like, we were stripped of our credentials, and we were moved out of our seats. And I mean, so there's a lot of hubbub going on, and that's why we turn to Vermin Supreme as a great ally here in, again, spiraling. So there was the tension on the street. One last little thing before I just toss it back to you, too. In the newspaper articles, they were saying, the DNC was marred by protest. We go, no, enhanced.
Enhanced. Absolutely. I mean, the ability to exercise that First Amendment right to the speech and assembly are truly the hallmark of our little thing we like to call democracy. And in spite of all the flaws, that's one of my favorite parts, where we as people can come out and celebrate and dance. And you know, that's another thing I have to tell the cops. It's like, you know, don't be unnerved. Don't be afraid of people being loud and angry and banging drums. I mean, we are celebrating. We are partying in the streets. And sometimes, you know, just because people are loud, it provokes an amazing police state response. The last night of the RNC in Cleveland, I mean, we had 4 people. And they were just being really loud and yelling ridiculous chants about, you know, oranges, you know, Orange Lives Matter, and just silly stuff. And all of a sudden, we were surrounded with like 300 police officers, and it got really tense. And ultimately, it was just like a handful of people, and we were just having a little too much fun. Ultimately, we brought it back down, but you know, it's just so crazy the way that this hornet's nest gets stirred up sometimes.
Stirred up. You know, there's an interesting quote from Sojourner Truth who says, you know, when things are stirred up, keep them stirred up, because it's so much more trouble to have it stop and then get it stirred up again. So it's pretty stirred.
Indeed. I mean, I don't mind it. I can have it slow, and I don't mind it getting intense and calm it down and let it get intense again. You know, I try and let the crowd do what they're going to do, do what they will. If it's a little slow, I don't mind get it exciting, and then when it gets too exciting, I might bring it down just a little bit.
But you do disrupt the fear.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's the fear
is truly one of the number one weapons that the police state has to offer us. Their intimidation, their frightening military garb, and just their surly attitude sometimes. And I think it's pretty easy to just make a little fun of it, and then sometimes get them laughing about their roles in the whole mess. And you know, I really try and rehumanize the police in the protesters' eyes, and the protesters in the police's eyes, and just try and get a little mutual respect going on, and you know, try and get people on the same page.
And have you seen the really wonderful, the tall, handsome black guy, Ken, with the free hug T-shirt? Do you know him?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. No, very nice job.
Very effective.
And, yeah, the free hugs thing. I mean, I think there's a lot of people out here working a lot of nice magic, and working all sorts of different angles. And because what we're up against is it's a monolith. It's a huge, huge monster. It's a beast. It's insane. And we can hit it hard on lots of different levels. I mean, we can hit it high, we can hit it low, we can hit it in the knee, we can hit it in the nose. And it sort of takes all of us. I mean, we're all a bunch of little gnats or flies or mosquitoes, and we're just going in, or X-Wing fighters against a Death Star.
As a trickster, I'm concerned citizens for composting all war metaphors, just for the fun of it.
Okay.
That's just my choice.
What are you talking about? Say, what? Star? Well, okay. And all Star Wars? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not a big fan of Star Wars.
End all Star Wars.
Because, you know, what do we want? Better chance. When do we want them now? Because it's like, oh, my God, hey, ho, ho. That chant has really got to go.
I enjoyed that for many years, just like chant busting, going in there and, like, turning their chants around, get them, what do we want? Ponies. And of course we want ponies. And when do we want them? And then I throw like, well, what are we going to do once we get in? And where can I get some?
And also with the white supremacists, you know, white power.
White flower.
White flower.
Oh, yeah. No. Clown block is truly an amazing thing. I haven't seen a lot of clown block here, but in previous demonstrations, we've had a group of people called clown block, and they dress up like clowns, and they do some really sometimes aggressive but ridiculous actions. So sometimes they'll charge the police and then, like, go into slow motion at the last minute, or, like, you know, really get hopping up and down or just falling down, and they just play with the conventions of protest, and they get the cops like really on alert, and then it's like they just play against all expectations, and they really change it up. It's a beautiful thing when we can absolutely use our humor and our lightheartedness to just change the dynamics of really intense situations.
And that is part of our dedication, oh great dedicated listeners out there who are good sports listening to us on cell phones, because we've been decredentialed and temporarily booted out of the DNC for, we can't even say exactly, because we were too much fun. I think the reality police busted us for being too much fun.
Exactly.
So we are here dedicated to this show and this station, that we may have an ever-expanding repertoire of responses. That is what it's going to take to spiral through, this campaign, this election, on into perpetuity, to be unexpected. And we say, if we love democracy, to react to anything is not free, but to cultivate an ever-expanding repertoire of responses is to ally ourselves with nature's
evolutionary genius. Yay!
Absolutely.
Yay, nature.
I mean, there's no reason we need to be reality-based, quite frankly.
No, no.
Especially when we're looking for solutions, especially when we're brainstorming, especially when we're letting our imaginations run wild while we're considering all the possibilities. I mean, all of them, and sometimes...
Today. And we're back. I think we're back. Are we back? We're going to pretend that we're back. Let's say that we're back. So this is Caroline Casey. This is the Visionary Activist Show. We are being extremely good sports here with my team, Vermin Supreme, and his crew. We were decredentialed, and so we're doing this show because we love KPFA and the Visionary Activist Show in the rain outside the DNC because we are ecstatic.
There we go. Uh-huh.
Okay, people texting me, it makes the tube out of sound, so don't do that. But we are having reports coming in that people think that we're damn good sports, and we are damn good sports. So let me do the responsible pitch as well. We are in fun drive because we love chaos, and the situation's so extreme we can't afford the luxury of realism. We'll say that again. So we are in KPFA Pledge Drive. Again, we're offering Vermin Supreme's book, his novel, his manifesto, his invitation to serious play, you know, for a pledge of $50. We're offering, there we go, a blueprint for a new America. There we go. His publisher is holding that up, the adorable thing, with many great illustrations. You can have that book for a pledge of $50. We're also offering 4 DVD sets for The Untold History of America, Oliver Stone and his co-writer, and that's for a pledge of $175. You can have, I think they make good companions. You can have Vermin Supreme's novel and The Untold History of America for a pledge of $200, all by calling 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732. I'm getting adorable texts from many people saying what good sports we are. We would love to see you moving to the phone so the grown-ups believe in this kind of nonsense to pledge. We're also offering, again, generous donation, a fantastic permaculture five-day workshop. We have two pairs of tickets to that five-day workshop in Hopland at the Solar Living Institute. Our great friend John Schaefer runs that, and there's more information you can get from when you call in on that, and that's September 14th through the 19th, and for a pledge of $1,000, all by calling 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732. Ah, it's good to be in the streets under the rain, ecstatic outside the conventional thing, right, Vermin Supreme?
Indeed. It cools things down. It makes it really nice. Little water never hurt anybody. And, you know, the people are gathering at the front gates right now. And it's just looking like it's going to be another beautiful, beautiful event. Of course, the rain makes it a little hard to light flags on fire and stuff like that. But, you know, hey, if the people want to do that, that's okay by me. I will do my best to create a space for them to do that safely.
Okay. So you're not a finger wagger.
No, not at all. I don't make judgment. I respect diversity of tactics. In the past, I've certainly have run interference for the anti-authoritarian blocs at various demonstrations and attempt to allow them to do what they do. I have room for symbolic property destruction that is nonviolent in my conceptual framework. And I believe that obviously burning of flags is constitutionally protected as affirmed by the Supreme Court in 1984.
It did get people arrested in Cleveland.
And that was an illegal arrest, and it was an illegal action on the police to trying to prevent them from doing so. And those arrests were absolutely baseless from what I can see. Here, the police allowed it to happen. They did not intervene. But of course, there are always some super patriots. It's a trolling activity, essentially. I mean, people get really upset about it. And so they're throwing water, and it creates drama, but I think that's just part and parcel of it, and I think maybe that's a healthy thing to
to have these discussions about, you know, why is this piece of cloth so important to you that it means so much that if somebody does, I mean, I get pizza boxes all the time with American flags on. What am I supposed to do with that? Am I supposed to salute it? Am I supposed to throw it away? Am I supposed to burn it? I just don't know. These flags, they're made in China, for goodness sake. And yet people have this insane, intense, emotionally connection to this really piece of fabric, for goodness sake. And so it's very interesting to see and to be part of these things where it's a demonstration. Emotions run very, very high. Almost anything can happen. But for the amazing intensity of these situations, really, I think the amount of violence that does break out is very small. And I would
like to invite all of us. I mean, I include myself in everything to make discernment. But in Cleveland, the T-shirts were proud to be a hater. Proud to hate Hillary Clinton. And just for our team, I go critique, diagnosis. Did you know facts? But really, hatred into cauldron. You may be more tolerant of hatred than I am. I'm just encouraging us to make the distinction because it does serve dominance and colonialism and empire. I'm just going for that. You know, we have dominance as an evolutionary dead end, and it's about rah, 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 rah. And colonialism has many sneaky forms, like condescension is a sneaky form of colonialism. But I would invite all of our team and Pacifica Radio, the goddess of peace, really is the dedication, to make the distinction and to compost the hatred, into effective action.
The hatred, I think that's more of a societal ill, perhaps.
Yeah.
And we have to take, longer term and step back and really try and work on that in other ways. My generally concerns in these demonstrations or environment are definitely more immediate in terms of keeping the peace and chilling stuff out as it gets too hot.
Well, that is the weird that you agree. Absolutely, that's crucial. So
if it involves making nice with the haters, you have to do that sometimes. Other times I'll jump into their stuff really hard.
Oh, okay. But I so love the soul of New Orleans, and I bring this up a lot, but I still love it as the antidote. The second line parade, start with musicians coming out of the funeral home, very witty New Orleans, and all these, tall black guy, brilliant musicians were wearing caps and T-shirts that say, "We heart haters." I go, that's the New Orleans medicine. Yeah. That is right. And that was also just to bring up the, free hugs. Ken, wonderful person, posted on my Facebook. But he is very effective. It's quite moving when he goes up to the cops and they're like, "I would like a hug."
Mm-hmm.
And then he hugs them all and they play. They play.
And I feel like I've made some great connections with the cops in terms of just human-to-human interactions. I make a point of addressing them by name every opportunity I get. If they have a name tag, I'm going to address them by that name because that's what their superiors do and then they're used to it.
Like they're a waiter. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Special today.
Ultimately, it's all their last name. So you're calling them by their last name. It's a different dynamic, but it's part of this, the imaginary role that I take on of being in charge. And they respect that on some level, that I am a civilian and that I do have rank on that.
Well, say it again. In what way?
Just because, I'm happy to assume command structure. Because I am.
Yeah.
I let them know, when I am in charge, things are going to be a lot different because you will be working for me. And I get to tell them that time and time again.
And they roll with it.
Absolutely. Yep. At this point, they're my fans. They call me over. They want selfies with me.
Right.
And that's just amazing.
Well, I do love, I'm going to put in my own magic backpack of ever-expanding repertoire of responses. Remember to do it like we rehearsed it.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Oh, for sure.
So we're getting there. We're getting there. We are in pledge drive. That's right. This is Caroline Casey, the Visionary Activist Show. Was going to come to you live from inside the DNC, but in escorting my fantastic radio guests, the Secret Service said no, you can't, and you have to turn in your badge as well. And so we are outside with wonderful the publisher of Vernon Supreme's book holding an umbrella over us while we are podcasting on a cell phone. We're good sports, and you all are dedicated, wonderful listener good sports, and we encourage you to be good sports also by pledging to KPFA because we're in pledge drive, because why not make everything more chaotic? Absolutely. So we're offering Vernon Supreme's novel, iPony, for a pledge of only a mere $50, and 50 is a wonderful magic number, 5 sacred to Venus, we love that. We are offering The Untold History of America, Oliver Stone and his co-writer, 4 DVDs, because part of our effect per pledge of $175, because part of our effectiveness also, which is disarming, is to be able to go up to people and go, did you know? Did you know? Because nobody minds being asked, did you know, unless one asks it with, oh, attitude. Well, what was that? A fire. A tire. It was a fire. Tire. So here it is. Yes, me and Hillary Clinton are running from snipers. So we are here on your behalf, oh, most beloved and dedicated listenership and good sports, too, here in the hubbub outside the DNC, having had our credentials stripped away. May mine be restored, even if not for my guests. At some point, I would love to, you know, catch the vibe of Hillary Clinton. But wherever things unfold is perfectly wonderful. But we are in pledge drive, so we're offering Berman's book for a pledge of $50. We're offering The Untold History of America, 4 DVD set, $175. Both of those for a pledge of $200, all by calling 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732 or pledging online, OU Global Webcast Staple, we love you, at kpfa.org. So we're in our waning moment. Oh, my goodness. Are there blessings? I mean, I say I love you as artist of atmosphere. The essence of ritual magic is to spiral expanded wisdom and tolerance into group mind. So do you think of yourself as an artist of atmosphere, Vernon Supreme?
Sure, I'll take it. Why not?
Let me say this.
I'll take it back.
I'm taking it back. You can't have it. Okay. All right, but you can play with it.
May the blessings multiply until we're up to our asses with blessings.
That's it, and we're wafting them out, and we're spiraling out of, you know, serious play. More reporting. I will be coming to you next week with great on creative cultural street hijinks. Again, more liberating satire. That is what we are dedicated to. And we are out here in the rain outside the DNC on your behalf because we are improv. We are improv radio, and I think that should be. Oh, let me give the numbers one more time. All right, here we go. For Vernon Supreme's novel, I, Pony, for a pledge of a mere $50. Magic, it's like a pony. Also, The Untold History of America, 4 DVD set, Oliver Stone's thing, full of did you know, did you know, we got to know. And we are amping up, team. You know, we define things for ourselves. The campaign is not over. Not even the nominations are over, really, because what politics really wants to be, dedication to collective well-being, is ongoing theater, ongoing educational theater, and animating the desirable story of reverent renaissance rising from the rubble. That's what we're up to. So for all those things, call 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-5732. I'm Caroline Casey reporting to you quite live and signing off now as the rain possibly increases. There we have it. Thanks to Erica Bridgman. Thanks to John Almela. Thanks to Mo Thomas. Great, great teammates, wonderful teammates who are brilliant engineers. No enterprise ever had better Scotties. Thank you, team, and I'm turning off the phone now. Woof.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is 94.1 KPFA, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online at kpfa.org. It is now 3 p.m. Up next is Flashpoints.